Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President Obama on a big bus tour last couple of days of the Midwest. He's talking about jobs. And he's talking about jobs and making jobs in America, and he's riding around this bus. And apparently it came out today, the bus he's riding was made in Canada. So unpatriotic. If he was a real American, that bus would have been made in China. Don't you think?
Sure. I don't know what kind of bus. That's an interesting thing. I hadn't even thought about that, huh? The bus from China. There are those who say the bus came from the Prevost factory in Canada because the MCI buses in America don't have the same ability to carry the same amount. It'll be interesting to see what MCI says about that. Meanwhile, Conan O'Brien with the president in his sights. Number one this week on the countdown is that bus tour. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Review. For all of the hits in Talk Radio, we have the list, and we'll go through it one by one as we normally do here. From A to Z, or I guess from A until we get to the number 10. Rundown of the top 10 hits includes what's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball action, the NFL preseason, etc. At number 9, the threat against David Letterman. Number 8, the Black Caucus is upset with the president. Number 7, the violence in the Middle East. Investigation of Standard & Poor, not by Standard & Poor. Number 6, and that is where they're politically motivated to do what they do to downgrade America's credit rating. Number 5, the financial markets and how they're doing or not. What's going on in Europe? Number 4, financially, the presidential race. Number 3, number 2 is concern of the debt. So we have like 3-4 different things in here that are connected to money and our own sort of solvency. President's Town Hall Tour, number 1. Okay, so let's go through these, starting with number 1. In Minnesota, host John Williams talks with another host named Esme Murphy about the president's town hall meeting.
The lead story on the Drudge Report, Obama clashes with Tea Party member. And then there's some video where the president is having an argument with a couple of people after his presentation. How did the presentation go overall?
Well, the presentation in terms of what happened in Cannon Falls, the town hall meeting, this was a very pro-Obama crowd. They asked not very difficult questions. And overall, I think it went extremely well. I mean, it was just this really beautiful setting by the Cannon River, perfect lighting. I mean, it was just very, very well staged. And most of the people there had waited, John, for 10 to 12 hours overnight to get tickets Saturday night into Sunday morning. So when you wait that long to get tickets to see somebody, usually you kind of like the guy. And that was really the case at this event yesterday.
With the exception of those couple of people, do you know what I'm talking about, this bit about the Tea Party members afterwards?
You know, I did not see that at all. And that must have been at the restaurant. I mean, that was, if anything, I did not see that.
Yeah. So here's the video, and I'll just play a little of it. You and I can talk just briefly about this, Esme. But it was after, it's outside, he's walking the rope line, he's shaking hands with people. And there's a couple of people, a man and a woman. The guy's got a sport coat and a blue shirt. He looks, you know, reasonable. And then the lady has glasses. Her hair's pulled back. She has a dress on. They evidently were in the room when he was talking to the crowd, and he did not call on them. The president did not call on these people. So they get in a position where they can talk to him on the rope line. This will be a little noisy, but I'll sort of break it down.
When you're talking about civility, how is your vice president calling us terrorists?
So the guy said, I don't know if you just heard it, but he said, Mr. President, if you're talking about credibility, how much credibility is there when your vice president is calling us terrorists? That was referring to Joe Biden when he was in that closed meeting with other Democrats when they were hammering out the debt ceiling issue. And so one of the Democrat, remember, lawmakers said, well, they're treating us like, no, they are treating us like hostages. They're a bunch of terrorists. And they were accusing the president's vice president Biden, of having said that. And then the president gets into a discussion about it.
I understand that. Well,
I'll explain it right now. What he did not call, you guys
said we were acting like terrorists.
No, what he said was that for us to be willing to take the economy to the brink is irresponsible. And it was. Now,
you know, the mistake he's making is he's engaging. He should just smile, shake their hands, and say thank you and move on. But now he's having a conversation.
The truth of the matter is, considering what's said about me,
what's the second person in your administration calling?
right-wing people terror.
So they were loaded and waiting for him, and they're hitting him with the terrorist thing, and they're just waiting for a soundbite. I don't know if the president gave him one or not, but
yeah, you know, that actually happened in Iowa. He went down to Iowa, and apparently the crowd, according to the reports I've read from Decora, was testier. You know, I do think it's a testament to the fact that this. I've been to these events when you got people who are screened and they've got the questions planted and it's all mapped out.
Yeah.
This event was not mapped out. I mean, that confrontation, very, very interesting. And, you know, I'm sort of surprised that it didn't happen in Cannon Falls, because Cannon Falls actually is a Republican district. John Klein represents it in Congress. But it didn't happen here. I mean, this, maybe Minnesota Nice was on overdrive, but he wasn't confronted there. And I think these things, these confrontations are going to happen.
Yep, it's the reality of, and maybe speaking to that, if he were a more seasoned, experienced politician, you think that's what it is? Is that why he engages? Or he just wants to sort of prove that he's right and they're wrong? Or it's probably one of those specious things. The president on his trip, 800-510-8255, that was host John Williams in Minnesota. I thought the comments there, well staged. That was an important phrase in a friendly crowd. Yep, that's what you're going to. And I wonder, when you have these things, news media coverage, acknowledging it's a friendly crowd, what do they get? Maybe the engagement there with a person who was from the Tea Party, maybe that's part of what they get. So the reality, they want grittiness. Okay, you want gritty? We'll give you gritty. 800-510-8255. So the town hall tour is number one. More on that coming up here on the Countdown.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center and get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. And get auto batteries for as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? I guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
I was trying to excite you, too, about what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented radio, with the top 10 list from this week, the chart for the week of August 15th to the 19th, and the President's Town Hall Tour has made it to number one. Here is host Mike Trevisano talking with Ryan Goman on the air about the President's bus tour and the fact the buses were made in Canada is one issue. I don't know why nobody's talking about how much the taxpayers had to pay for these things, but anyway, let's start with where they came from, the buses.
Best thing about those touring buses that Obama's using, they weren't even made in the United States. They were made in Canada. The President of the United States of America has buses, two buses, to tour in, okay? And you want them to be safe. There's no doubt about it. You want them to be safe. Man, they spent $1.1 million on each bus. $2.2 million for the two, all right? Fine. Okay, you want the president to be safe no matter who he is. You don't want nothing to happen to him because of his family. I mean, that's just, you know, no matter if you disagree with him or not, you don't want to see anybody die. So you want the buses to be safe and well-built and everything, right? And, you know, okay, they cost $1.1 million, and he's campaigning in them right now. The only place he's not going in America is to the black communities because he doesn't care about black people because he's already got their vote. The government... The United States government, those buses are carrying the President of the United States. They weren't even made in America. They were made in Canada. I mean, I don't know about you, but see, if I was the President of the United States of America, and I planned to be there for 8 years, and I needed a bus, I would say to whoever it is I have to talk to, hey, come here. Make sure the buses are made in the United States of America. The last thing I need to do is be traveling around in these buses and they're made in China or Canada or Korea or something. Have an American company make the buses for me.
He's going to drive around in the Canadian bus talking about how all of our jobs have gone overseas.
Right. And how he's going to fix that. And he doesn't, his own vehicle, he doesn't insist is made there. The audacity of these politicians, and you don't think they become the mafia? It's how the mafia would do it. I mean, they didn't care.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? That's basically what our politicians are going to say to you. What are you going to do, punk?
Well, and the problem is that people are stupid. This guy said yesterday, first of all, that the economy is better now than it was when he started, which is ridiculous. And then he said, during a campaign stop, that politicians in Washington need to stop worrying about reelection and solve problems. While he's campaigning, worrying about reelection, he's saying that other people need to stop worrying about reelection. And now he's on vacation, and he's allowed to say this and get away with it because people are dumb.
Are people dumb? 800-510-8255. Is that really the bottom line? People are just dumb. They aren't really paying attention. But you got to go back to the lack of experience stuff, it seems to me. That's more important than anything else here. If there was some, is it that they don't care? See, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here. I just don't think that they're smart enough to figure out that this is another gaffe. It is. It's just another, unless you think if you're, I mean, either scenario, I suppose, is okay. It's part of the scenario. President is also working on a big speech for after Labor Day, his plan to beat unemployment, and already people are saying, well, if you got this plan, why didn't you put it, what is there about it? It's now, why didn't you do it before? Which is a question. He's trying to kickstart his presidential reelection campaign, going to spell out new ideas to create jobs, going to wait till Labor Day to give us the information. It's this kind of stuff. It becomes so patently clear that it's all political that it's disgusting. 21 after the hour in the countdown.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 pass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right. It's a lot of people. The Rush Limbaugh comment, America, has two car companies, and we buy a bus from Canada. It gets back to how clueless these people are, don't you think? All right, let's move on. Number two this week on the countdown, the concern over our debt and spending, et cetera. Here's host Ron Smith with financial analyst Gerald Clienti about the precarious state of our economy.
You've had a very good record of predicting calamity, and you see now, another panic of 08?
Yes, and it's not a record of predicting calamity. It's a record of predicting stupidity.
And same thing, though.
Yeah, and seeing through this whitewash, all of this BS that they keep spouting out over and over again. You turn on these business channels, and it reminds me when I was a kid, walking on the boardwalk in Coney Island and listening to the barkers, step right up. Have you ever heard one of these guys on these shows saying, "It's a selling opportunity"? It's always a buying opportunity, and this is nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. I pick up the Wall Street Journal yesterday. And on the front page, there's Bachman eating French fries and Obama eating eggs. Making we're just one of the folks kind of tour. And when are people going to grow up? This thing is a big charade. Bernie Madoff said it best. He said the United States economy is nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. And coming from the king of Ponzi, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, look, Jerry Salenti, there's also news today that's just, it feeds right into all of this. An SEC investigator who is still employed by the SEC and is a very highly regarded employee has said that as many as 9,000 documents relating to investigations into things like Madoff have been destroyed by the SEC.
Exactly.
What does that tell you?
Well, what does it tell you? It's Wall Street's hijacked Washington. And that's not rhetoric. Who was the Treasury Secretary under Clinton? Son of a gun. Wasn't it Robert Rubin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they deregulated the entire banking industry, killed Glass-Steagall, so they could build those wonderful one-stop financial supermarkets.
It worked well.
Yeah, and who did he go to after that? Citigroup? The first of the big financial supermarkets?
Mm-hmm.
And how much did he make?
$20 million, I think, for being on the board.
I think it was more like 100 and something.
Was
million.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, but
it's
just for being on the board.
Yeah, and then who comes in after that, under Bush? Son of a gun, wasn't it Henry Paulson?
Yeah.
The wonderful guy that gave us TARP. And where did he come from? Goldman Sachs gang.
All right, there's a lot to be said for that. That's something, there's some stuff there that's worth thinking about. Where do all these Treasury secretaries come from? Here's Taco's Bob Kerr with the analyst, one of the people from the world of politics, talking about the super committee.
It's called the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, Mark, and now you know the names of the 12 Democrats and Republicans chosen by congressional leaders to recommend ways to reduce the deficit by $1.2 to $1.5 trillion more dollars. Recommendations by Thanksgiving, deadline for Congress to act by Christmas, and if they fail to act, automatic spending cuts kick in. What are your expectations for this so-called super committee?
I think that personnel means something, and personal chemistry means something, and I didn't see a lot of statesmen, and I think there were too many partisans picked on both sides. One that sticks out is Patty Murray. You don't appoint the head of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, who's supposed to elect Democratic senators, to be on this committee. You don't appoint Chris Van Hollen over. He's very smart, but Republicans view him as the Eric Cantor of the Democratic Party. He's considered too liberal, and for that reason, I thought it would be a different mix, philosophically and temperamentally. What they did do is pick people that would protect their base rather than pick people that were going to create solutions.
All right. Solutions, Malutions. 28 past presidential race up next on the countdown.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
If you didn't know, AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now, let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking-new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed number two pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. And
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard coast to coast on a lot of great radio stations like the Kiva, K-I-V-A in Albuquerque, K-H-U-B in Fremont, Nebraska, and KFAB, K-F-A-B in Omaha, Nebraska. And now back to the countdown. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the hot hits, the big stories, discussion topics this week as we analyze what's been heard on the hundreds of issue-oriented talk radio stations and programs around the country. The presidential race is number three. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo and Carl LaKey talking about Ed Schultz. You may have heard the story. Host Schultz edited a clip of Rick Perry to make him sound like a racist.
Every liberal on planet Earth and in this great land, in this great nation, is they're all afraid of Rick Perry now.
Mm-hmm.
You see the new study? He's up by 11 points on Mitt Romney.
I did.
It's crazy,
amazing?
Right?
Amazing, yeah.
He's been in the race for like a minute.
I know.
And he's in first place already.
Yeah.
Here's the Rick Perry is out there in Des Moines, Iowa. And he's talking about he's a pro-business governor or a pro-business guy, and he'll be a pro-business president, so on and so forth. And then he talks about the debt.
I am a pro-business governor. I don't make any apologies about it, and I will be a pro-business president. Getting America back to work is the most important issue that faces this country.
Now listen, after he makes these comments about the debt, listen to what Schultz says immediately. And either the guy is a complete idiot, or he really tried to take these words and misconstrue them. Listen.
Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt. That big black cloud that hangs over America.
That black cloud Perry is talking about is President Barack Obama.
What?
Wow.
Right? What was he calling the big black cloud, Kerry?
The debt.
As far as I could tell, then he brings this whole black cloud thing up again. Listen.
Black cloud wasn't exactly very subtle. And it's.
Wow.
Did Governor Perry really call President Obama a black cloud? Listen.
That big black cloud that hangs over America.
That black cloud Perry is talking about is President Barack Obama. Perry makes.
Really?
No.
Here's the unedited audio. Kerry, you ready?
Yeah.
They edited the audio out to make it sound like what they wanted it to say.
Okay.
Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt. That big black cloud that hangs over America, that debt that is so monstrous.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
How can they do that?
So they cut it. I mean, he actually reiterates it. That debt, that big black cloud hanging over America,
that debt
is monstrous.
Wow.
You think was he calling President Obama monstrous as well?
That's disgusting.
Unbelievably out of context, right?
Mm-hmm.
How dare they?
Absolutely.
How dare he do that?
Well, he dares to do it because that's the scheme. He's trying to be like Limbaugh with the Obamio or whatever other things he's come up with this week. Ed Schultz is trying to out Limbaugh Limbaugh, and he's not that good at doing it. And he doesn't look or sound that good when he pulls that stuff. And he hasn't. He's a couple of judgment errors, it seems to me, this year. I like Ed a lot. And have tried to encourage him in his career. I think he's a good guy. He does a good job. It's a back to judgment, isn't it, huh? And whether or not people are gunning for him, they're gunning for him. 800, but I think clearly unacceptable the way that was interpreted. But it's okay because this is the world of free speech, right? Free markets, you like them, you support them, you listen to them, you don't like them, you don't listen to them. And you don't go buy the stuff that he advertises. That's it. Simple. 800-510-8255. Here's the host, Kevin Wall, talking to somebody named Ross Ramsey, who writes for the Texas Tribune about some of the things in Rick Perry's record as governor that may cause some problems.
It's a little inconsistent for the governor, on the one hand, to write in his book that this is horrible, we're fed up with bailouts and stimulus and more stimulus, yet he accepted stimulus. How much stimulus money has he actually accepted for the state of Texas?
Through the second quarter of this year, $17.4 billion.
Wow.
So quite a bit, yeah. Enough to balance the what was left of the 2008-2009 budget, the 2010-2011 budget as well. So, you know, they did a lot of things with the money.
Is it an oversimplification to say the governor actually balanced his budgets with stimulus money?
Probably not. I mean, you know, you could argue that they could have gotten that first budget balance just by using all of the rainy day fund. But they would have been pretty tight, and there would have been about $9 billion in spending that the state did that would not have occurred even if they'd done that. So, you know, they wrote that the budget that we're just ending this month, you know, these are on weird years, but the budget that we're just ending this month was balanced in large measure to the tune of about $14 billion with federal stimulus money.
Give me an example, Ross, of what some of the stimulus money is. I know there was something like $800 million in education money that we weren't going to get because of the Doggett Amendment. But give me some more of these stimulus projects or money from the stimulus. Where exactly did it go?
Well, the list goes on and on. I mean, the Legislative Budget Board does this long list, and, you know, they're just lists of programs. The biggest piece of it goes to Medicaid spending. So in 2010, 2011, we spent $2.5 billion of it on Medicaid. The Texas Education Agency, about $3.3 billion of it. Texas Transportation, these are shovel-ready projects, you know, that they talked about, the highways and stuff like that, about $1.6 billion. And you just go down this list that goes for pages and pages, you know, all the way down to little tiny programs like state primary care offices in the Texas Department of State Health Services for, you know, like $175,000. But when you total it all up, it comes to about $17.4 billion.
In my read, Rick Perry is just another phony politician. That's all he is. Lots of talk. 800-510-8255. Speaking of talk, this week Michelle Bachmann made yet another mistake with her gaffe about Elvis Presley's birthday. And here is a radio host named Jen Bryan who thinks that it was bigger than the news media thought it was.
Let's get started. Let's all say happy birthday. Oh, my God. All right. Can I just tell you, I saw this last night, first of all, in Access Hollywood. I did not know. I watched the news. They didn't say anything about it. So I'm at a client's house, and we're watching Access Hollywood. She loves it. And they show this, and I thought, no, that can't be. This is just, you know, they're teasing. It just can't. Oh, no, no. So I run over to my computer. There it is. So I put it on Facebook. Guys, I cannot believe how many people are upset with me because I said, guys, I don't make the news. The guy was born, Elvis was born in January in 1935, January 8th to be exact, right? And so I posted this. People are, and my question on Facebook was simply this. Really, I know that Sarah Palin did not say, I can see Russia from my house, but you know. She's made some, it was around something like that. Was this Bachman-Sarah Palin moment? And the reason why I say yes, it's over. This is what people don't like about whatever. Michelle Bachmann just blew her campaign. She absolutely, I think she did. So Michelle Bachmann says, happy birthday, Elvis. Now, she won the straw poll, remember? And so my first question for you today is, I'm not kidding. Michelle Bachmann, was this her I can see Russia from my house moment? Now, this is not about Bachmann bashing. I'm not doing that per se. But there are reasons why I say her campaign has just ended before it even got started. And the other thing I want to ask you guys is, why are you all, so many people that support Michelle Bachmann are defending her, yet when Barack Obama, just to be fair, because if you have listened to me at all, you will learn, you'll know, I am equal opportunity. I am not one-sided. I'm a former Democrat who is now in the middle trying to find my way. I'm an orphan Democrat. I don't like what the party has done, and I'll talk about everybody. Every politician is fair game. But when Barack Obama said 57 states, people loved it. When Joe Biden was saying, come on, you stand up, the poor guy in the wheelchair, you all loved it. Michelle Bachmann says, happy birthday, Elvis. No, no, Michelle, he's dead. And you're defending her. Okay. I don't get it.
I don't either. That lady, I don't know who she is, but she hit that one on the head. You think that Paul Ryan is going to win? He's the Wisconsin congressman that did the GOP budget stuff. He says he's thinking about running for president. The one story this week that really captured my imagination is the ignoring of Ron Paul. Now people are talking about the news media's bias, and that includes The Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
So now with Pelini dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say. Really? Fair to say you're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll. Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Rick Santorum? He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes.
Pretty amazing, and Jon Stewart calls it to your attention, as well it ought to be. Ron Paul, number two, and in Canada, he's number one. Poll there this week suggests that Canadians think Ron Paul will be the candidate. It's 44 past the hour on the countdown.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings!
Much better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
It's nearly every kid's dream at some point in life to someday become a music star, just like the legends they watch and hear at concerts, on the radio, and in music videos. Yet none of that is possible without a good understanding of the guitar. Yes, understanding music theory and composition is vital, but just like any other profession in life, it's also a good idea to be aware of the history surrounding the tools you use. What you may not realize about that Fender Strat you're holding in your hands is that it is the descendant of a long line of science and trial and error from many generations of mechanical engineers and musicians. Guitar and instrument making represent only one area where mechanical engineers are making contributions to better lives. Currently, engineers are also developing high-tech products, particularly in the areas of energy, medical diagnostics, and biotechnology. To learn more about how engineers are advancing technologies today, visit the American Society of Mechanical Engineers website at www.asme.org.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Ray, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Number 8 on the countdown this week, the Black Caucus complaining about Obama. Here's Willie Geist and Wes Moore talking to Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California about this.
16% unemployment among African Americans in this country. Tell us about why you're so frustrated with the president, as you showed in Detroit this week.
Well, we're not just frustrated with the president. Our communities are hurting. You said it's 16% unemployment, but this has been going on for a long time. We have people who are not even being counted in the African American community anymore. They've been employed for years now. And so we think in some areas it's 35 to 40%. We've got to get in this discussion. Not only are we hurting from unemployment, the home foreclosure mess has really hit hard in the black community. So the economy, the loss of jobs, the pain is real. We're talking about indisputable facts. And so we've got to be in the discussion. We want to be part of the solution. We cannot continue to go on watching everybody talk about what the solutions are without us being included in it.
Congresswoman, we have Wes Moore with us. He has a question.
Good morning, Congresswoman. Good morning. How much of this also is the president's schedule? You look where the president was for the bus tour. He spent time in Minnesota, spent time in Iowa. Minnesota has 6.7% unemployment. Iowa has 6% unemployment. Michigan, where you were, has 10.9% unemployment. And the real unemployment rate in Detroit is arguably close to 50%. How much was it also that the president was spending time in Iowa and Minnesota but didn't get to Michigan as well?
Well, of course, that caught our attention. As you know, we are holding these job fairs all over the country, and you're right. We've been in Cleveland. We were in Detroit. We're in Atlanta. We're going to Miami and Los Angeles. The lines are long. Thousands of African Americans in particular and others are coming out to try and get connected with a job. We've encouraged the businesses of America, the corporations, to join with us and try and connect people with some opportunity. The Black Caucus decided to get out of Washington. Enough with the rhetoric. While we do our public policy work, we're doing these job fairs. But the tour that you're talking about, you take a look at this headline in the Wall Street Journal. Obama aims to keep white voters on board. Well, we want to be on board, too. And you're right. You just talked about the lower unemployment rate in these two states where he went. And it does not compare with the high unemployment in the cities that we're going into. And that's why it's so important for us now to join the discussion, to come up with ideas, to be a part of the solution, and let African Americans and minorities and others know we feel their pain.
Did
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And a lot of talk this week about David Letterman. Apparently there has been a death threat issued against him because of something he said about an Arab American. Sort of, let's have a news clip from this and you can hear it. And if you don't know the story, get the gist of it. Here, Jessica Yellen talks to comedian Dean Obadiah, who is the co-producer of New York's Arab American Comedy Festival, about the terrorist threat this week against David Letterman.
This is no joke. The FBI says it is now investigating a threat against comedian David Letterman. Where is it coming from? A jihadist website. That's right. It turns out Letterman made a joke back in June about an Al-Qaeda leader that didn't exactly go over well in the extremist community. Here's what he said.
They picked a successor to Osama bin Laden, and his name was Elias Kashmiri. Well, guess what? He was blown up by an American drone. Yeah. All right. It wasn't going to work anyway. They got off to a rocky start with this guy. He botched up the story of Paul Revere. And then, it ain't going to work.
Now, that Paul Revere part was referring to a history blunder Sarah Palin recently made. But what angered this jihadist group was what they called Letterman's mockery of Kashmiri, according to the site intelligence group that monitors terror activity. Following Letterman's joke, the website Shamuk al-Islam called on Muslims in America to cut off Letterman's tongue to, quote, shut it forever. Letterman's publicist has declined to comment, but an FBI spokesman tells us, quote, in the post-9/11 world, we take all of these threats seriously. Joining me now is comedian Dean Obadiah. He's currently heading up the comedy tour, The Muslims Are Coming. Dean, what do you make of this?
Well, it's ridiculous. Absolutely has nothing to do with Islam, this guy's threats. He's a radical, he's a terrorist, and he's certainly denounced by us and everybody else who's mainstream Islam. Well, my question, though, is the joke was told June 8th. The guy got offended August 17th. What happened in between? Was he watching Glee or Jersey Shore? Finally got to his backed-up monologues on the DVR? I mean, it's laughable, this threat. But, you know, it's something we deal with, and unfortunately it's the kind of thing that tarnishes the image of the average American Muslim or Muslim around the world, that somehow we agree with this on any level. We don't. Absolutely. It's despicable. We denounce it. It has nothing to do with Islam whatsoever.
All right. So there's one point of view. Here's another from Taco's Dory Munson with Jessica Gottesman. They talked about this Al-Qaeda joke and how it seemed to get the attention of some of these wild-eyed terrorists.
David Letterman in some of his jokes on in a monologue, and CBS has pulled this video. We were not able to find the actual clip of this, but we have the transcript of what Letterman said on his June 8th monologue that apparently ticked off Al-Qaeda. Letterman said, so Al-Qaeda picked a successor to Osama bin Laden, and his name was Ilyas Kashmiri. Well, guess what? He was blown up by an American drone. It wasn't going to work anyways because they got off to a rocky start with this guy. He botched up the story of Paul Revere. That's why I don't watch Letterman anymore. He turned an Al-Qaeda joke into a Sarah Palin joke.
Oh, no, that's not good.
That's what he was trying to do there. That's what ticked off. It might be that the jihadist was more pro-Sarah Palin than pro-Al-Qaeda. So anyway, Letterman is now the target of this plot. A reporter from WNBC, Jonathan Dienst, was working the story.
Well, there's this Al-Qaeda website overseas that jihadists post threats and rants, and one of the threats was posted to cut the tongue off of this lowly Jew and shut it forever. And this was because Letterman had been making jokes about bin Laden and some of his heir apparents who had been killed by the U.S. military. Letterman is not Jewish. Nonetheless, the FBI and the NYPD take threats like this very seriously, felt it was important when they learned of this being on the website to alert the comedian and take some extra security precautions, but again, no specific plot. But the concern is, look, there's chatter out there, and will a lone actor act based on rhetoric that is posted on a known Al-Qaeda website? That's the concern, but nothing to indicate the person who posted this is a real terrorist, is a real Al-Qaeda leader. It could be a lone nut. They don't know yet, so they're investigating, trying to find out.
All right, that's Jonathan Dienst from WNBC, who's been working the story here. So David Letterman, the target of an Al-Qaeda plot.
All right, so that's it. The quick review here, Sports Talk Radio at 10, David Letterman at 9, Black Caucus at 8, the violence in the Middle East at 7, the Standard & Poor's situation at 6, financial markets at 5, Europe and its financial dealings 4, presidential race 3, the debt concerns number 2, and the town hall tour and that Canadian bus number 1. And President Obama is the number 1 most spoken about person this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, thanks for being here for this hour of the review.